Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
76248.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And your first and last name, please.
First name is Mark. Last name is Mason, Mason.
Thank you. 1 minute, please.
What is this in regards to?
So this is the third party calling regarding any kind of charges or order. These are callback. And Mark Mason,
oh.
I am seeing a match account.
A what account?
A matching account. And I, would you verify and let me know the address, please? I'm seeing here starting with 12.
Hold on. Explain to me. What do you mean matching account?
I see an account with your name.
Okay, and who are you with?
The third-party call center. We have
oh,
over.
Okay, so you're showing me as an account that I bought something.
Yes, sir.
Well, all I'm trying to find out before we go any further, maybe. I was supposed to charge $2. Is that in fact the charge that was made?
Say it again, please.
I was charged on the thing that came up. I was charged $2. $2, and they would ship this to me. The cookware set.
So this is actually, I need it verified. So either Mr. Mason, to let me know the address starting with 121. Or,
well, like I said,
to give me the four digit card that was charged, the starting with 8, or the phone number starting with 48, because I need to make sure I'm speaking to Mr. Mason. I cannot give out his personal information.
The phone number is 480-272-3368.
Thank you so much. Okay, so. And I have the address 1218 Estrellas Drive, Keller, Texas, 76.
It's actually 1219.
It's 1219? Okay. So that lets me know something's going on here. Mr. Mason, I see here the $7.95 charge for the sweepstakes ticket to try to win a cookware. That's what I'm looking at here.
No, I'm not doing that. There was nothing. It was a Walmart-based ad, and it said $2. This gets shipped to you. There's nothing else to pay. Nothing. You know, no sweepstakes, no nothing. So I don't want that charge to show on my bank account because I will. I mean, hopefully you can reverse it.
So let me see. This is for today. Yes. Okay. It can be reversed. So yes, sir. So I will reverse it. You don't want it.
I know I don't want it. No, the bank's already called me on a fraud alert thing on this about 3 hours ago.
Okay.
And they said, is this a charge you made? And I said, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. So the bank has probably stopped it also. So there's no $2 for the cookware and $7.95 for this, that, and the other thing in sweepstakes, right?
No, sir.
Okay. My goodness, let me tell you. Okay.
So
do I
sorry,
need to
sir.
Do anything now or just let it go?
I'm giving you the cancellation number for this account so you know that it's shut down.
Okay, let me get something to write with here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
That number is C like cat. Then it's 263-058-243. And give me 1 minute, please. I'm still notating your account. Thank you for your patience. Okay, and that refund will be back on your account between 3 and 5 business days, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay, I appreciate that very much. All
You're
right.
so welcome. The best to you. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord. Are you fucking serious? All this shit. All this shit.